History, family, photography, architecture, and music. They all come together at the University of Michigan Museum of Art in a special exhibition of photographs of the old Willow Run Industrial Complex in Washtenaw County. The photographs were taken by 86-year-old Ernestine Rubin, granddaughter of famed architect Albert Kahn, who goes by the name Ernie.
It seems like forever I've been doing photography because my father, as a child, had a dark room. I did not pursue photography until I was 48 years old. That's when I really started seriously. It changed my life.
The exhibition, called Mobilizing Memory, includes photographs of the old Willow Run bomber plant designed and built during World War II by her grandfather, while a specially created film and original musical score of the entire exhibit greets visitors when they first walk into the Ann Arbor Museum. The music was written by award-winning composer Stephen Hartke. University of Michigan Museum of Art Assistant Curator of Photography Jennifer Freese explains the original musical score.
And includes things like truck brake drums and knitting needles and the sound of a saxophone making Morse code noises that actually spell out Willow Run and Ernie and Steven's names, which is quite charming. And it really kind of immerses you in the moment when the factory was at its height, but also the kind of echoes of the empty space as it is today.
Ernie walks us through the display, excited the photographs may inspire hope in those who see them.
I want it to go from dark, monochromatic in the very beginning images to the end, which are bright, bright colors, movement, a restlessness to get back to work, and a positiveness that there is a future for this concept of space, for the largeness of the architecture, for the way elements and objects come and go. They go in and out of our sense of discovery. And I love that feeling. I love the feeling that we started out searching and we ended up finding life and energy.
Free says the pictures really do keep visitors on their toes.
They find them beautiful, but also because Ernie is combining documentary photography and photo montage, it keeps people kind of looking more closely because you're not always sure what you're seeing. And that's pretty different for photography. You know, normally photographs purport to represent reality, and she is completely playing with those expectations. So it keeps people looking a little closely and hopefully causes them to think a bit more.
Ernestine Rubin says her love of music was inspired and shared by her grandfather, Albert Kahn.
We spent Saturday afternoons listening to music. I love being by his side. I love spending 2 or 3 hours with him. I love his reactions to music. And even when I look at his architecture, I feel his love of sound. Just the way he brings together masses of great forms, great space, and details of decor. There's lots of rhythm in what he does, and every time I look at his architecture, I see new references to his love of music.
The photographs will be on display at the University of Michigan Museum of Art through August 20th. Lisa Berry, 89.1 WEMU News.